Christmas? Bah humbug, I say. These two need to take a leaf out of my book.
No, so, we are not going
to... Now, I was watching Vampire Diaries. Well, I wasn't watching Vampire Diaries. The wife was watching Vampire Diaries.
Rob's building again.
We forget how boring the Rob the Builder talk can be,
yeah,
don't we?
Sorry.
An unexpected gift?
Poor Redshirt. He's doomed.
Gobble that sausage, boys.
That's such a good description of what it is, yeah. Imagine biting into a white block razor.
Yeah.
A razor. Exactly that.
They really aren't family friendly.
Jesus. Wicked.
This is a snowman with a frying pan on his head and an eye patch. And he will come and save the day.
The ZX Spectrum is still best.
So press spacebar.
Spacebar.
And there you go. Look,
oh,
chunky
look
little
him.
Santa. And that's an elf.
Has he hurt me?
Oh, okay. Maybe Christmas will be just fine.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom, and him, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
It's Christmas. We're in December. The decorations are up. The advent is going.
Yes, it's all go.
Westlife won. Too many times.
Yeah, so far.
So far, yeah, they've been knocked out and there were no more Westlife songs.
Oh, it's a bit sad. The boys are out.
And now we've got the boys were out. And it starts early with us. Do they know it's Christmas? Won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who they went up against today. And if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to insert the whole of day eight. Give the advent a chance. Because honestly, we had a lot of fun recording it. Day 8. Rob, choose a song.
Got one.
Oh, dear, one's hanging out. I'll tuck that back in.
Okay.
Okay, right, so hang on. Day 8, what are... So day 8, ladies and gents, is Do They Know It's Christmas versus Who?
I will always love you.
Okay, so we've got a car crash.
It's Whitney Houston, 1992. 10 weeks. 10 weeks.
10 weeks is bloody amazing. I didn't realise, and I printed these out, I Will Always Love You was a Christmas song, obviously.
I never saw it as a Christmas song. It probably just happened to be at number one at Christmas.
Well, I'm guessing I Will Always Love You was Bodyguard, wasn't it?
Bodyguard, yeah.
Or was it Ghost?
No, Bodyguard, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It must be. Yeah, it's got to be Bodyguard, surely.
Yeah, I think it's Bodyguard.
So I'm wondering, was Bodyguard...
A Christmas movie? I don't think it's a Christmas movie, but released at the Christmas time.
Yeah, well, that's why... I know it's not a Christmas film.
Yeah, Santa, is it? Santa's the Bodyguard?
Although it is, obviously. Some of it is set at Christmas, or at least in the winter.
Yeah.
Let me have a look here. No, not the TV series. Called the.
Oh, no.
Sorry, everyone. Oh,
Furigan spoiling it. I can't get to the app quick enough. Furigan, stop. The app's not loading.
November 25th for the release date, so...
Okay, yeah.
As much as this had been a chaotic one, sorry. Right, I Will Always Love You then. November 25th would have been when people had first heard it. Obviously, film soundtracks always play well into the... Especially considering how big the Bodyguard was. So people would have been out buying the cassette tape for that. Let's face it, it wouldn't have been CD. There would have been some CDs for the people that could afford it. But the majority of that would have been cassette tape.
For me, without a shadow of a doubt, this song surpasses Band-Aid in every single way. But it's not Christmassy.
I was just going to say, that's the problem, isn't it? The song is a massive, massively amazing song.
Mm.
The vocal range of Houston... It's just incomparable.
Yeah.
But it ain't Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
So, Band-Aid.
Sorry, everyone.
I feel dirty saying it, but Band-Aid, you've got through again.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, back to the intro. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, mate. I have an issue. I'm looking at your call sheet.
Oh, no.
Here, and you're missing a segment.
Am I?
You're missing the new variety show segment. So what we need to do, we're just going to knock off a few minutes because this is going to take us about 15 minutes. Nonce Watch isn't on here.
I have a Nonce Watch
to talk to you about, everybody.
No, we are not going to.
I was watching Vampire Diaries. Well, I wasn't watching Vampire Diaries. The wife was watching Vampire Diaries.
Of course.
And I think it needs to be renamed Nonce Diaries. I did send you this already,
you
TJ.
This is your bit.
This is your bit. And anybody who has been listening to the...
Advent
will know about Nonce
Watch. I'm not even sure we've got up to that episode it's not happening.
No,
Valentino says officially this will not be a section moving forward, so we are not doing it.
Anyway.
Do your horrible talk about Vampire Diaries and then we are moving on.
So the main vampire, firstly, he's meant to be 17. He looks like he's in his 30s, but he's ancient. He's a few hundred years old.
Does he sparkle?
No, it's not a sparkly one. They've got, like, rings that keep them alive.
But they do.
Yeah. God, I hate this show so much. And it's just so ridiculous. Anyway, he meets this old lady who he must have met from when she was younger. And she's, like, really flirting with him. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's when I was at blah, blah. And she's like, yes, I was barely a teenager. And that's what I heard. And I went to Russell. I was like, hold on. Firstly, how old is he meant to be? She's like 17. Yeah, but he's a vampire. So when was he born?
So is vampiric teenager like around the 1300 age, not 13?
Yeah. So he was like turned in the 1300s or something. I'm guessing. I didn't watch the show. But at 17. So he still says he's 17. But even then, when this girl was barely a teenager... Nonce Watch.
God damn it. We are not making this a regular.
This is TJ's feature.
Not happening.
This is TJ's feature.
It is not my feature. Why do we do this? Why?
Next section.
Hey, no, before we get to the next section.
Have you got one? A Nonce Watch?
No, I haven't. Stop it. Oh, Jesus, no. No, instead, we got Kay's haircut tonight and T's haircut tonight.
Okay.
And Jem was joking about our broship. Let's call it that. Broship. Okay. You know, that really cool
word. To the hairdresser. Was she interested? Were they interested?
I joked to the hairdresser, oh, yeah, he's gobbling my sausage tonight, which set her off. And then Kay just looked at us like, oh, Tom. And then wait for it. Then Jem said... Well, Rob's had his balls in his mouth as well. She's like, what? Really? It's like, no, Kay. We're talking about food items that are round and an actual sausage. Oh, thank goodness, Tom. It's like, what?
Yes, should you believe that we're doing that in here?
Oh, don't worry. Bless her. There's a teacher at school who told us she's 79 and Kay came home. Did you know that Mrs. Blah, blah, blah is 79? She's not. She did. She told us she is. So she is. She's not.
That's the matter of fact thing, isn't it?
Well, the funny thing is Jem works at the same school. So she went and told her. And the teacher was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll go and tell her the truth now.
Yeah.
Hold on a moment. Wait. We haven't heard this little ditty for a while.
Rob.
The Builder. Yes, we fix it.
Rob.
The Builder.
God, we haven't heard that intro bit of music for a while.
Yeah, I've missed that intro.
It was one of the best audio creations we've ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had music made for us, but it doesn't beat me doing that. That was that was prime podcast music there.
So, everyone, cast your mind back to a year ago.
Yeah, see, I assumed it was the Christmas lights you were going to talk about because I know that you went up the ladder and you just couldn't be bothered to go over your porch to hang them properly.
No, it wouldn't have been safe. It was raining, and I'm not standing on my porch, and I can't reach over
call
it with a
Call yourself
ladder.
Rob the Builder.
You call me Rob the Builder.
Well, call but, yourself
speaking
Rob
of that, I did have to get my neighbour from two houses down to come down and foot the ladder, because I was crapping myself up the ladder so much to get up to the gutters, because I've got one of those extendable ones at home, and they're wobbly as AF. Anyway,
did it impress the wife you're extendable?
No, nothing impresses my wife. Oh. Certainly not that.
Anyway, then.
Anyone else's wives would have been to be impressed by it.
It springs up out just so easily.
Yeah, it comes down heavy too. Right, anyway.
Anyway, Rob the Builder a year ago.
So, you might remember that we had the the council come round to sign it off, and then they refuse to sign it off.
Yeah, Mr. Cocksucker and the gas flu off run.
Yeah, okay, I haven't prepared myself for this and write any of it down. But the bit that takes off excess water out of the boil, you know, the condensation and stuff.
Yeah, the condensation, it runs off out of there.
Has a name, can't remember it, it's on my head. It might come to me while I'm talking about it. That thing, they didn't like how it was. And then they just said I had to do loads of stuff in the house. It would have cost me thousands. We refused to do it. And then they stopped answering phone calls, text messages and emails for a year.
Wow.
Out of the blue, my builder called me up. I talked to him often anyway because he's my friend.
Yeah.
But he's like, this is a quick one. They've called me up. They said you can just do this and then I'll be happy with it. So we just need to basically put on a filter.
Fine.
Basically okay. a limestone filter, and then they're going to sign it off just with photos. They don't have to come.
I was going
to
say, because I remember you telling me about it, and this
condensed pipe.
We forget how boring the Rob the Builder talk can be,
yeah,
don't we?
Sorry.
But I remember saying, oh, well, we were told by our plumber it was legal requirement that the condensate pipe has to go in the main drain. And you said, well, no, ours runs down the roof. And it's, oh, well, if the builder says it's okay.
Yes. Yeah,
and so that's what got shot down by Mr. I've got something up my arse against everyone.
Yeah, it has to go. Mine does go into the drain because that's where my downpipes go. But it has to get to the drain without being open to the air. So my pipe goes across the roof and then opens up at the hopper.
Yeah.
That's what they didn't like.
Yes.
And their way of getting around that was rather than put a pipe, continuing the pipe down, because they wanted me to send it through two rooms, dig up my iron fucking stack.
Well, that was it. Yeah, yeah. Completely redo your plumbing and just like, of course, no, that's not.
So that's it. That's Rob the Builder. Then that's it. That would probably technically be the last of Rob the Builder until I start decorating. If anyone gives a fucking shit about any of this stuff,
I don't think
this is the last Rob the Builder.
It could well be the last Rob the Builder. And I've got to say, did we manage in the last episode to persuade you to go and buy a 40-foot Santa?
No.
Oh.
I haven't got one. I can still go get one.
I think you need to go to Homebase, they're shutting down, and buy a 40-foot Santa, one that's above your roof line.
You just want someone that you know to have one.
Well, yeah, because I'm not allowed
you
one.
You want one for yourself, but yeah, you can't have one, so you can get me to get one.
Well, I keep telling everyone, I can't remember if I said on the podcast or not now, the day we moved into the house, I said, come Christmas, I'm having Christmas lights, because Dad always said, no, you're not allowed Christmas lights on the house.
Outside,
so it's like, every year since, it's like, I'm having Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's happening. Mm. I don't care if anyone else wants them. I want them. And I've got them on my little Amazon plug, and they're set to go on at sunset, and they go off at 11, and then they come on at an hour before dawn, and then turn off half an hour after sunrise.
I need to do mine in the mornings as well. I've got the same plugs pretty much. I've got mine doing the evening, but not the mornings.
I've got to have it in the morning as well. Morning. Kids go to school is my excuse, and they want to see the happy, pretty lights.
Oh, so we're talking about lights.
What do you think?
You just started going, we've got to do it in the morning.
Oh, yeah, no, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
that's why we're not allowed sleepovers anymore.
What's Rob hiding in his pocket? Oh, my God, that's something for sure.
We have an unexpected item in the bagging area.
Yes, sorry.
So, yeah, I wasn't planning on this. This was not part of my call sheet, so I'm now, what are you doing,
sorry,
Robert?
I was meant to be in the intro, but I got a bit carried away with non-swatch.
No, to be fair, it's because we're waiting for a sausage.
We're waiting for
and
sausages.
We have or like a 10-minute period, so we can't do anything else. So, Rob?
But this is what we can do.
Pre-sausage.
So, this is a gift for you.
Ooh.
And I was supposed to give it to you during the Trek show, but it didn't arrive, because I ordered it too late and it didn't arrive.
Okay.
And this is just a thank you to you for indulging me with all the Trek shit on the Trek podcast.
No, I've loved the Trek stuff. You
this
know
is
that.
A gift for you.
Ooh.
That's hot glue on there. I was gluing something.
Okay.
not crystallized spunk, which is what I thought you might go with.
Oh, look at this. Right. So it's the Star Trek Red Shirt's Little Book of Doom. It's got like a Weeble mix with a bit of a different animation style. Oh, let's have a look at this. Right.
It's a book, everyone. A comic book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the kin, if anyone's seen Simon's Cat, where it's like just pictures, like each page is like just one picture of the cat doing something fucking dumb, this is a Red Shirt getting himself killed, essentially, on every page.
You should have saved this for Christmas, mate. So
no,
we always
no,
do our little
is,
gift
no,
exchange.
No, this is for you now.
So I'm going to read the first page. Poor Red Shirt. He's doomed. He can't set foot on a planet without violating the Prime Directive, he's incapable of loading a photon torpedo without dropping it, and he can't eat a banana without seriously injuring himself. Could our constant laughing at his foibles somehow be warping the space-time that surrounds him into a nexus of bad luck and embarrassment? Nah. He's just doomed to suffer a never-ending series of mishaps and fail at even the smallest task. This look at some of the Red Shirt's most endearing crises proves once and for all that he'll never boldly go anywhere without some sort of calamity befalling him. Straight up USS shit show there.
Mm.
Oh, this is brilliant. And the page I've got to, are you enjoying your hike, Captain Pike? And he's literally pushing him up the hill wheelchair.
And they got a Gorn in the cinema.
Oh, it's blocking his view, I see. Oh, mate, this is really cute. I like this.
I thought it was cute, yeah.
We've got the fly happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I love it. I love this sort of thing. If you want to talk about that sort of thing very quickly, other than Star Trek, one of my favourite all-time books I've got, and it's two-hand, is Poorly Drawn Lines.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just Ernesto and... everything, to be honest, about Ernesto is just wonderful. And they're just little comic skits. They've got like three or four panels. Sometimes it's just a single panel. And they're just utterly, utterly weird and wonderful. I just love them to bits.
Well, here you go. The owl is a symbol of wisdom, but not all of them are wise. This one just memorizes stuff from Wikipedia to look smart in front of his friends. That's a douche move, Al.
Yeah, that's a brilliant one as well. It's real. I tell you, Poorly Drawn Lines has taken influence from Gary Larson, who did Far Side of the Gallery,
mm-hmm.
which is, again, a wonderful, wonderful comic that, oh, I wish it was still going to this day. Very, very much of the era of things like Calvin and Hobbes, Dilbert, and everything like that. Dilbert's cancelled, isn't it? Calvin and Hobbes, Far Side. And that's what Poorly Drawn Lines is, kind of a modern version of that. And I just love it. It's just so simple.
That's a great penguin one here. They're just loads of penguins just stood there. And he goes, is anyone else sick of these tuxedo jokes? 100 times a day it's, oh, look at his little suit. He's so formal, it ends today. And then the next is another picture, the same as the first one, but he's wearing like pants down his knees and like a rapper with a green shirt and a red cap on.
Nice. I do like this as well. So I'm looking back at the Red Shirt's little book of doom. Incorrect password. Contact your ship's library computer officer and allow at least one star date for a reply. this is genuinely absolutely brilliant. Thank you, man. It's really, really appreciated. No, I'm going to look forward to go flicking through those tonight. That brings us closer to sausage time.
Sausage time.
And yes, the wife is expecting us to Lady and the Trampet.
Oh, that's great.
Have you ever gobbled your best mate's sausage?
I forgot we were recording a podcast, mate. Just put a plate of food in front of me. Like, oh, okay, let's just keep chatting and have some food. Yes, great.
Yes, it's the taste test time. And if you remember last episode, you know, hopefully you watched Schindler's List on the 1st of December.
Yeah, now, I'm well about Schindler's List.
Merry Christmas! I said I was going to buy a giant pig in blanket. Now, I couldn't find the Audi one, but I could find the Iceland one.
Mm-hmm.
Always slightly worried about food when the box says luxury.
Yeah, it's not.
It's Iceland to start with.
Mm.
No matter how hard Jason Donovan did in like the 90s and early 2000s, no one believes Iceland is luxury.
Yeah.
They do a giant box, like Christmas dinner, mm-hmm. in a box, and there's like four meats in there.
Yeah.
Horse, cat, dog, gerbil. Who knows?
Well, a lot of things used to have just horse. Yeah. So lucky you've
looking
got a mixture.
At you, Finders.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have the Iceland luxury sausage. It cost me £4.50. And it's quite big. Pictures will be on social media.
Yeah. It doesn't really smell like a sausage.
Hang on, I haven't actually sniffed my sausage yet.
Well, I can just smell it. It doesn't really smell like...
So I'm looking at
straight away you can oh my god, I've just looked at a cross section of, because I've cut it, it's a giant spiral pig in the blanket,
which is what I was hoping. I wanted a really long pig in blanket.
Yeah, that's what I kind of wanted.
I get it, it's got to fit in an oven, but at the same time I just wanted this really long sausage.
So we've created the pig in blanket, it's 2 feet long. You've got to have an oven that can cook it though. Yeah. So what we suggest is you open your oven and you cook the first half, then you turn it round. Yeah. You make a little tent out of foil to keep the heat in. Or you take it to your local pizza shop who's got a pizza oven.
Yeah.
So looking at the cross section of it, oh boy, I don't even know what the percentage of pork is in this. I wonder if I can look it up on Iceland.
I feel like I'm going to offend you by saying it doesn't look appetizing.
I'm not going to be offended by this.
Okay, it doesn't look appetizing. Doesn't smell great. Doesn't look great.
It smells of cheap sausages. Straight away,
I would have liked the Aldi one because Aldi sausages are actually quite nice.
So
the kids have them.
It's an Iceland luxury pig in blanket pinwheel, 400 grams. And Jesus, it was a five and not £4.50. Sorry. Oh, it's got two reviews, so we'll have to come to those in a moment.
Look at that in a second. I hope
but
it's
what
a
we're
one.
Looking for is the ingredients. No. How much of this is going to give us cancer?
How many carcinogens are in it?
Pork sausage, 81%.
Yeah, of pork.
Yeah, no, that's...
How much of the pig? Well, like, as in, which parts of the pig?
Well, trosser, testicle. More testicles means more iron.
Well, the more testicle,
like
the better.
But then what's weird is that pork sausage says 81%, and then in brackets, pork, 70%. So 70% of the 81% is pork?
Well, it's wrapped in bacon, too. Does it mean that the sausage percentage and then the meal as a whole percentage?
I'm not sure. Then we've got water, wheat, flour, potato, starch, dextrose, sauce, emulsify. You know, typical stuff.
I'd like to think the bacon is 100% pig.
True. Bit concerned that there's mace extract in there. I mean, what did this pig do to the police to involve it being maced?
Maced.
So, pig, you looked at me funny.
Yeah, that's why my eyes are watering, yeah.
Smoke flavouring. That's not just... Oh, no, the smoked streaky bacon is 19%. Oh, so that's the other part of it. So that's the 19% of the 81%. Yeah, yeah. So the 81% is 70% pork. And the other 30% is water, wheat, flour, dextrose, emulsifier.
You know what? In my head now, I'm looking at you, and it's like that meme with all the Matrix numbers going around you.
I'm going to say... The ingredients are promising.
Yeah. There's pig in that sausage.
There is pig in this sausage. Right, what do we do? Do we read the reviews first?
Oh, no, reviews first. Before this guy's anywhere near me, I want to hear what other people have said. It's going to affect...
There are two reviews. They've not got names. They're just submitted by Iceland customer on the 28th of November.
Okay, don't give the rating. Don't give me ratings. Just give me what they say, and then I'll guess what rating out of five they gave it.
Really good value.
4 out of 5.
5.
Oh, really? Okay.
Great value and really tasty.
5 as well.
5.
Oh, okay.
And that's an Iceland verified review.
Okay, right. Well, the other Iceland ones employees.
The other one's a FIFO verified review. Fuck knows what any of that means. Yeah, I mean, it looks like cheap sausage. That's all I can really say. It looks like a Frankfurter. When you cut one lemon in half and you've oven cooked it rather than boiled it, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of has that consistency about it. The bacon... see, the problem is it's cooked in a foil tray. So the bottom of the sausage...
Is soft and wet.
Is soft, and that means the fat hasn't been crisped up. And what I really hate about bacon... I love bacon. Bacon is life. Mm-hmm. Is when you get a stringy bit of bacon and... You can't chew through it, and then you swallow it by mistake, and you've got a bit of the string in your mouth still with another bit of bacon on. The other bit's down your throat, so it's just like, I'm choking on it, and you end up being able to pull it
off. The camera was rolling for that.
Yeah. wait till they see me eat a sausage. So my fear is that this fat on the bacon, as it's not crispy all the way round, is going to become a bit of a choking hazard.
This Iceland, so it's frozen. So this has got the same... So I...
Cooked from frozen, took 40 minutes.
Yeah. So I had some pigs in blankets the other day from Tesco's that were frozen. They did the same. Crispy on top, completely soggy underneath. 35 minutes took to cook, and they were awful.
Right, okay.
Okay, he's just had a bit, so I'm...
Well, I've already shoved some sausage in my mouth.
So I'm going to take this big piece here.
And the consistency is that of an eraser. Rob looks like he agrees.
I do.
It's got a very weird consistency.
It's exactly like an eraser. That's such a good description of what it is. Yeah, imagine biting into a white block razor.
Yeah,
a razor. Exactly that.
Exactly that. The flavour's not that bad. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
An incredibly weak flavoured sausage.
I bet you we are going to be. I've eaten not much of it, but I'm going to say I'm probably going to be thirsty for the next 100 years.
Yeah, like a Domino's in the morning.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be
like, oh my God, I did a drink, yeah.
Yeah, you wake up, your piss is going to come out dark yellow because it's just absorbed all the fluid from your system.
Very salty. I can taste the salt.
Right. Well, I've had about a quarter of it.
It's so greasy.
No, I did bring a kitchen roll for that exact reason.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. How disappointing.
Oh, you know what? It's not the worst thing I've put in my mouth
today.
Yeah, those two people are obviously just they don't have any taste buds or the ability to do texture.
Well, he was just saying it was good value.
No, the other one said tasty.
Yeah, but one said value. So
but the Iceland verified one said tasty. So yeah, you're right. Staff employee.
Sorry, everyone, I'm having trouble with a microphone here.
Uh-oh.
What's happened?
I don't know. What has happened? What have you done to it?
You might need to pause a second.
You fucked it up. No, I'm going to make you... I know what it is yet. Unscrew that. Lift it up. There you go. See, we didn't need to pause it for that.
Yours has done the same. Yours is touching bush.
Oh, dear. It's fine. I'll get over it. Anyway, yeah, that's definitely not a 5-star sausage.
No, it's not.
It's left a bit of an aftertaste as well, but it's just, I can't get over that texture. Eraser texture. It literally felt like something rubbery in your mouth.
We're going to have to rate this, or else Jem's going to get upset.
We are going to have to rate this. And we're going to have to rate it properly.
Explain to me your definition of what properly means.
As in properly in...
In the terms of what we do.
In terms of what we do, 100%. No.
Thought you were throwing shade at my... Yeah, I did.
You throwing shade at me, brother?
I thought you were throwing shade there. That was really good. I was like, Gemma's going to have a right fucking go at you if you're not going to do it like what you normally do.
Oh, dear. Scared of my wife. Look at that.
No, I'm saying you should be.
Yeah,
not
well,
doing it properly, as you would say.
True. Okay. That is a 2-point eraser. 2-point eraser.
Yeah.
It doesn't deserve more than that. It doesn't even get any charity points because it was a fiver. It was a fiver for a long sausage. For a fiver, I could have got a pack of 12 Cumberland sausages or 8 Cumberland, whatever the packet size is, from Tesco's, and they are delicious. And I could have probably got... In fact, you know what? I could have got Richmond sausages and a packet of bacon from Tesco and made my own.
Yeah.
And they would have tasted far superior to that.
Richmond sausages are lovely. 2-point rub me out.
Why? Well, now you're going to eat your creamy Santa.
Oh, yeah, creamy.
Yeah, well, I thought, just in case the sausage was bad, I would get an additional thing. And Rob's got it somewhere over there. Yeah. We have... Kinder. We don't do much Kinder, actually.
We love
Kinder chocolate. And this is creamy caramel Kinder, which I had no idea exists. And it's a Santa.
It's a Santa.
Which possibly is a Easter bunny in disguise.
Should probably break it.
Smash his face in. Oh, there goes Santa's face. Oh, dear. Oh yeah. That was satisfying.
Yeah. Whoa, I love that.
Oh,
he is holding bunnies. He is holding a bunny. I wonder if it was a bunny in there.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. You know how these companies are. They're dodgy.
I'm just going to grab a few pieces and then I'll send it your way.
Yep, here it comes.
I really did make a meal of that.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, right. Okay, so looking at it, the chocolate isn't the typical Kinder chocolate colour.
I've already taken a bite.
That's fine. It's got a far lighter brown to it, but then there's the typical white chocolate on the inside that you get with Kinder. Let's just sniff the microphone as well. Why not? Microphone-y. Oh, it's got a bit of a caramel sniff to it, and Rob's just in his own little dream. He's not saying anything anymore.
Because I'm trying to eat away from the microphone. Sorry, Vaughn.
Don't be like me and an asshole. Just eating the mic. Oh, wow. Okay. This is wowing a good way for me.
That is lovely.
That is.
I mean, I'm very partial to Kinder chocolate. And that, but it's Kinder chocolate gives me a sore throat.
Yeah.
It one Kinder egg, sore throat. So I can't have more.
But fine.
I do like the bars that they do.
Yeah, yeah, I know the ones. They're lovely.
They're quite nice. I say quite nice. I adore them. And that is a creamier version.
It's a creamier version. And I would say it's creamier than caramel milk as well.
Yeah, it does. I wouldn't, because that doesn't say caramel milk, it says caramel.
Yes.
Which in my brain says something slightly different, but it's caramel milk.
Yes.
A really very creamy caramel milk. A really nice, that is a very nice chocolate.
It is a really nice chocolate.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with that.
That is going to be 4 point Santa can empty his sack in my mouth because that's delicious.
I'm going to go 5.
Ooh.
5, I'm going to help Santa empty his sack in your mouth.
In my mouth?
Yeah. I'm going to help the process.
Are you aroused? Ladies and gents, are you aroused? Because God damn it, I am.
Is this what you wanted?
I feel sorry for the kids of these two if this is the quality of their storytelling. Jesus.
Okay, I've pressed record this time. We are going to play a Christmas game now. And don't forget, we still have a Christmas episode to come, although it's not going to be like last year's one. I'm not going into the depth of that. If you want a really good Christmas episode that is purely Christmas, head over to the Untitled Trek Show, because goddamn, that's going to be an amazing Christmas spectacle.
Next week.
Spectacle.
When this comes out.
I can't speak, so moving on. I don't know who got this. I think Nanny might have got this for Kay when she was small. It's called Once Upon a Christmas, a game for telling Christmas stories. We can't be trusted with this anymore.
Okay.
And even Kay joins in, and I feel like I may have ruined it for the family, because what it is there are cards, and these cards get kind of shuffled out, and basically, we don't play it properly. What you do, I don't think we've ever used the character cards. No, we haven't. What we do is we shuffle out these cards, and on these cards are, and I'm going to hold them up to you, pictures.
Right.
And what we do, we draw a card, and then basically, a bit like Cards Against Humanity, you've got 4 cards, I've got 4 cards, and you get to choose what card you're going to put down. But you have to tell the story.
Okay.
And then the person that puts their next card down has to carry on the story.
Oh, yes. I like this. I love Cards Against Humanity. I've got it.
Oh, I love Cards Against Humanity.
I've got no one to play it with, so maybe we could play it together.
Oh, we'll have to play that together on a live stream,
yeah,
maybe.
I love Cards Against Humanity.
In fact, you know what we could do? We could actually, there's an online version.
That's what I used to play.
So we'll play the online version and maybe get Karen, Adam, Ross, Simon, all on board.
Can't imagine playing Cosmic Humanity against Ross.
No.
I think all of us are just going to die from laughter.
Very possibly. Right, I'm not going to do this properly.
That's me being nice to
There's
Ross,
4 cards to Rob, and here's 4 cards look at these, to right? me. Yeah, you can look at these. We're not playing it properly, but I don't think as a family we've ever played this properly anyway. And the card that we are opening... Pardon me, Jesus. Okay, the card we are opening with. Oh wow, it's a good card to open the story with. And I'm going to start the story.
Okay.
It's Christmas Day, and the family are sat watching the Queen's speech on TV. They're a very, very weird family, because what they've done is they've recorded the Queen's speech because they hate King Charles. So every year since her death, they've just played the Queen's speech.
Okay.
Next card. Rob gets to choose now one of his story cards.
And I've got to continue that.
You've got
story.
To carry on the story card.
Yeah, you might have to cut a lot of dead air while I try and think of which one I'm going to use, because I've got some good choices here.
Oh, it looks like he's chosen one.
The family get bored of watching the Queen, but they like the reminiscing. So they go back to their hazy, brilliant days with their favourite television host whilst he was presenting Top of the Pops.
For God's sake.
Who might they be talking about, do we think?
You see, this is why we can't be trusted. And this is why I can't be trusted when we play this game. But it's fine.
Just so everyone can see, who can't see this, it's two children
dancing
in a bedroom dancing to music.
But it's okay, because what they then hear is the doorbell ring. Mm-hmm. And they think, brilliant, our friend Robert is here. And unfortunately, Robert doesn't like human contact. So what they immediately do is hug him, making him feel incredibly unhappy and uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
They then ask Robert, where's your friend Tom? He's normally always there with you. And Robert says, why don't you look inside the box that I'm delivering to you?
What's in the box?
There's a picture of a man looking very sad opening a box.
But it was okay, because they then ate what was in the box, because they are the cannibal family from hell. The picture of my card is the two children that we were talking about, now sat on a chair, looking very smug and happy while holding what looks like fat bellies.
They then glance back inside the box to see one last item inside, and it is a spell book.
Oh my gosh. So the blonde hair kid immediately casts a spell and steals all of the chocolate from this person's advent calendar that they'd forgotten to open that year.
Oh no.
My one is she's unconscious on the floor and there's a whole advent calendar that's just been opened.
But because when they opened the spell book to cast the spells, they heard a terrifying noise from outside. And when they look out to the new fresh snow, they see footprints walking towards the shack.
I really wish people were recording this, because they would not believe it if this was actually...
This is a picture of a Christmas tree in a field with snow with just footprints in it.
So they run back to the house, scared, thinking, my God, what has happened? And it turns out they hadn't actually eaten Tom. They'd eaten their own parent. Tom was at the window.
As a dark, scary window.
At the window, staring in, misting up the window. And they knew it was their final Christmas together.
Hey, that was good.
It's such a good game. So, you know, we're not going to reuse those cards, because I think that would...
We should have done with the camera down on a table. We put the card down so people...
Well, maybe we'll do it
again
another time. Okay, as a little bonus. Right, so those cards are done.
I've got to remember to describe what's on the card.
I'm going to give you five cards. The top card is the one you're going to have to play first.
This one.
So that is the top story card.
It was a Christmas Eve night like any Christmas Eve night, so Santa thought, until he came to Tom's house. He took one look through the window and said, fuck that, and they all flew away. It is Santa Claus looking like he's making haste away from a housing estate.
But then Santa felt a little bit bad. So rather than going back and delivering presents, he decided to send back his favourite elf, Wendy. Sorry, I should say Julia, because we haven't had Julia for a while, have we?
Julia, okay.
Yeah, he sent back the favourite elf, Julia, to sprinkle some cocaine down the chimney for Tom and his family, just so they could have some Christmas merriment.
On to Julia.
So we've got an elf sprinkling white powder from her hands down across the houses.
Just on Rudolph flying on his own.
Yep.
Little did she know, serial killer, but Gryffindor, that's her name, I'm going with it, was there and took a massive inhale of cocaine, jumped on the house roof, beat the shit out of the elf and stole Rudolph for herself.
Excellent.
So there's just a picture of a woman on Rudolph.
So Julia, hat in hand, had to knock on the house's door and say, look, I've fucked up. I've done gone fucked up, kids. I've lost Rudolph. What do I do? And the kid, being of little brain activity, thinks that sticking some antlers on a dog will be a suitable replacement for the reindeer. And that's a boy looking like, oh God, why am I offering this? This was a mistake. And he stuck reindeer antlers on a dog.
Ah. And then he says, I know what I can do. In order to also help Father Christmas get hold of Gryffindor and bring him back, I'll hide myself in a present that has yet been delivered. And maybe when he picks Rudolph up, he'll pick me up too and I can murder Gryffindor.
Well, it turned out that didn't work.
No!
And after 3 hours, he got out the box.
So that was sort of that was a kid getting into a big giant Christmas
But present. Heard a noise. So he went to investigate the noise, and turning on the light, it turns out the Gryffindor is a blue fuck-off monster eating sandwiches out of his kitchen.
That was a blue monster eating sandwiches in the kitchen. So
it was.
What the children did is they quickly grabbed hold of the magic elf phone and called up the one and only person they knew who could help them, the snowman pirate.
Oh, Jesus, wicked.
This is a snowman with a frying pan on his head and an eye patch, and he will come and save the day.
So bear in mind, so just jumping at the story for a moment, because God, it's a banger. The reason the family don't like playing this with me is because I quite often say something so bizarre and awkward and ending that they cannot work out a way of sorting it out. Mm-hmm. So,
with that in mind,
unlucky Rob. They then decided to make a second phone call on the elf's secret special phone. Unfortunately, that was tied to the IED that was inside the elf, and it caused the house to explode.
Oh, this fits really well.
Killing everybody indoors.
Except for Gryffindor, who happened to be there, and his black charred hand went for the Christmas pudding.
Why is it all in black and white?
I've got a black and white picture of a half-eaten Christmas pudding with just a black hand. Looks like it's covered in soot or something.
Fucking hell. Jesus. All right, okay. There's your four cards. Okay. Let's have two more stories and then we'll move on.
Right,
the story card. I'm taking off the top of the pile, so I'm not cheating.
I wouldn't be bothered if you were. Okay, go on.
It's Christmas time. And the family wanted their kids just to go the fuck to sleep. So Dad had an idea. I know, I'll give my children magic juice.
Magic juice, is that what it says on it? Magic juice.
So it's a picture of a cartoon hand pouring out bright pink magic juice from a bottle labelled magic juice. I'm guessing that's cough syrup.
Okay. Now, the problem with the magic juice is it... What is it when you take a drink and it makes you go to the toilet? What's that called?
Oh, it's not an emetic. An emetic makes you sick. A diuretic.
Yeah, it's an incredible diuretic. So poor... who was the last character? We had Gryffindor, didn't we?
We've had Gryffindor,
well, let's
yes.
Let's go Bluey. Charmander. Kept pissing themselves and didn't quite make it to the toilet, so he pissed on the floor of the bathroom. And that's what that picture looks like to me.
Excellent. After pissing himself, basically, he thought, screw it, I'm going to go and hug my mother. So that's what he went and did. Covered in piss, and he didn't tell her because he thought, you bitch, you tried to feed me magic juice with my dad.
During that beautiful embrace, his mother felt that was the time... Oh,
your mic's dropped.
Oh, sorry. During that beautiful embrace, the mother thought this might be the best time to tell... Charmander that actually that man who he thought was his dad isn't his dad, and his dad was actually part of a post office aeroplane that crash landed on a desert island and since then has been using a ball as his friend Wilson and is waiting to one day return.
Oh my God, it's a picture of someone on a desert island looking out to the ocean, hoping that a boat might come. Yeah. Well, this infuriated him so much that he decided to go and beat up his best friend who'd just come round to make sure he was okay. And they got into a fight next to the Christmas tree, destroying all the presents in the house.
So what they did was they went around burgling all the local houses to get all their presents. And...
what's this, the fucking Simpsons?
And here is a picture of Charmander rummaging one of the neighbour's sacks as one of the other kids looks on in terror that their presents are getting stolen by Charmander.
But don't worry, Charmander, whatever the name of this bloody kid is, felt awful about leaving them with nothing, so promptly filled the bag full of shit. It's a bag, I'm assuming it's coal under the tree, but no, that is feces under the tree in a bag. And... promptly went on to the next house.
And the problem with that being feces was it was actually the cat's feces, and the cat is not happy about it because she was keeping the feces for herself because she wanted to smother it all over everyone else's faces while they slept.
But the family was still super happy because they knew the cat's feces had toxoplasmosis. And although they were now all blind, they were happy together.
Sorry, right. Okay, so my picture here was a cat looking very pissed off while these two people make Christmas cookies.
And our one, which is bouncing backwards and forwards with this man being a child, is now a fully grown adult with two children. So make of that what you will. Right, final story then. Go on, let's have one more. I will give you five cards, and your top card, as normal, is the story card. I will take my four cards. Oh, I've got a good set here.
Well, I'm not sure what that's meant to be. We'll pretend that. Okay, so...
Oh, these are brilliant.
Master Crufflekins is his name.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Has just had... He absolutely loves Brussels sprouts. He's addicted to Brussels sprouts. But this time he's had a few too many. He's feeling very sick and he's running off to the toilet.
And unfortunately,
Mr. Scruffle
when he Kins. Came back, Mr. What was his name? Sorry.
Scruffelkins.
Mr. Scruffelkins came back and had to admit to the whole family he'd shit himself. And the card I'm playing here is the whole family looking at the blonde man and there's stink lines coming out from his arse. One child is covering her nose. The other one is... One of the children is absolutely crying their eyes out from trauma. So he has had a traumatic accident in his pants.
But it's okay because two elves appeared and they are obsessed with shit pants. And they really, really love to look at them and collect them. And here's a picture of two elves looking at the ground very happily.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. How do you follow that? Once the family realised that these shit elves were in the property, they thought, fuck this, we can't stay here anymore. Also, it stinks of shit. We're going to the hotel.
That's a bit of a hotel.
So they went to the hotel. Unfortunately, that hotel had no vacancy.
So, as they walked up to the no vacancy hotel, they found a familiar face from a previous story. And it was...
Was it Shemalander?
No, not Shemalander. It was the Pirate Snowman.
Oh, now, fuck-a-doo-doo-doo.
Minus a patch and sweeping the snow from the drive of the hotel.
Oh, this is pre-blindness.
Yes, this must be a prequel. Maybe this is how the snowman turns into a pirate. Who knows? Let the story unfold.
Little did Santa know that actually the snowman's a cunt and he's making an ice trap that's going to cause poor old Santa at 11 p.m. walking out of the house to slip over and break his neck. Hang on.
Are they being serious?
Who the fuck does drilling at 10:05 at night?
Oh, we both looked at each other then. What the fuck is that noise? And someone's impact... No, not impact drilling. They're fucking...
Yeah, that's
They're hammer drilling the wall to that you're attached to.
Jesus, that is not the right time to be doing that shit.
No, they're not allowed to do it, probably. Sorry, that really threw us off then.
Santa's just broken his neck because the pirate fucking snowman, pre-pirate snowman, has made an ice path that was deadly for him.
So he's dead?
Yeah, I made him dead.
But what it turns out was the snow on the ice path was actually placed there by Rudolph himself as a coup to take over. And here he is in front of all the reindeers looking very dapper in his shades and looking like, I'm the fucking boss now.
And to seal the deal, Rudolph cooked the corpse of Santa and fed it to all the reindeers, saying to all those fuckers that have eaten reindeer sausage in the past, we are eating Saint Nick tonight.
But don't worry, we've got hot chocolate and marshmallows for dessert.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Once Upon a Christmas, a children's card game to make up stories played by adults who should know better.
I had a ZX Spectrum once. It was a Christmas present from the fat old man himself, my dad. Anyway, to see Rob's whole first experience on a classic Christmas game, head over to YouTube. Otherwise, enjoy this abridged version.
In this section, we are going to be introducing Rob to the first Christmas computer game I ever played.
Can I have a confession before we go any further?
Yeah?
You're also introducing me to the Sinclair Spectrum.
Which I assumed I might be, so that's fine.
we are just going to be playing the official Father Christmas game, which was by a company called Alternative, and they did it for Save the Children. So it was a charity game, and it was released at £2.99.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a real, real cheapo game. And if you press enter now, and by the way, we are recording this on YouTube, so hi, camera.
Hi.
But enter. Yeah, this has taken us so, so long to do.
I pressed it.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Is it hard enough?
And straight away, you're going to be hearing the most glorious 8-bit Christmas music playing.
We've heard it a few times already before this, is what we were saying.
Oh my God, as I said, an hour to get the streaming card working. It's just been ridiculous. Utterly, utterly ridiculous. So,
number one.
You're
going to
press one because we're using keyboard. We're not using joystick. And enter your name. So use O and P. Basically, in this game, Santa Claus is having a bad day. So
do I need all four directions?
You need space. So basically, the official Father Christmas, because the unofficial one would be terrible, obviously.
this is official Santa Claus.
There's three parts of this game. Okay. Part one is your elves are bastards. You've got to build your sleigh, but every time an elf runs past you, it steals the part that you've just recovered back.
Okay.
And you've got to take the parts to the furthest point of the house and build the sleigh. The second part of the game is going to be you then need to capture the presents as they fall out of the sky.
Okay.
And then the third is you've got to deliver the presents in time to the houses.
I'm so excited for this. So this is going to be so cool.
You're going to be so disappointed.
right.
So press spacebar.
Spacebar.
And there you go. Look, chunky little Santa. And that's an elf.
Has he hurt me?
No, he doesn't hurt you, but you've got to find the sleigh piece. And if a sleigh... Oh, there's one of the sleigh bits there. Oh,
okay, so...
So you've got to go down. You can't go through the wall, so you're going to have to remember your route. And any time an elf appears, if you're carrying a part, you've got to run away because as soon as they touch you, they steal it. And then there you go.
Well, how the fuck am I...
He's stolen it already. So what? Down you go. Now you've got to go and find it again. There it is.
But he was right there.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Right, you've got to up the ladder quick before an elf appears.
Okay.
Up the ladder again.
Oh, it's really...
Going to go right and you're going to go...
But there's an elf here. There's an elf.
No, they're random. So go down. No, don't go
back. I'm not taking it to my bed.
Don't take it to your bed. You don't fuck your bloody... Oh, you lost it already. So there
no
must have been
me.
An elf. Must have lost
you,
it again.
Motherfucker.
Oh, you must have lost it. An elf must have.
No, there was no fucking elf. There was an elf. No one saw an elf
right,
in
check
my bedroom.
Your bedroom. Yeah, it was in your bedroom. Oh, you haven't picked it up.
I haven't picked it up. Right. There's no fucking elf. There's no elf.
Don't forget, this game cost £2.99.
I think he's nicking it. He's nicking. Oh no, it's on it.
No, you've done it that time.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, too slow.
It doesn't matter. It's gonna warp it over there for me. Then I haven't got to worry about all these little fucktards.
But I like the graphics on this. So Alternative Software, the company that made this, made Postman.
Oh, did I just grab it?
No, you didn't. Now. But basically, they made a load of games. They made Postman Pat. They did Sooty. They did all sorts of games.
No, you tit wank. Fuck, he's just come fucking running out.
Oh, at least it's there. And I think you've only got to
do it
twice more, I think. I don't know if there's a pattern.
Oh, no, he nicked it, you little bitch.
Yeah, but what are the elves doing? They're trying to ruin Santa's day. For the official game, the elves are being...
Oh, you fucking...
Oh, come on. You should have been thinking about it by now.
I got stuck.
Oh, no, it's at the furthest point again. Oh, it is as well. Oh, dear.
Bitch! He comes back!
Oh, it's stressful, isn't it?
Oh, it's right back again
at the furthest point.
Oh, you shit wank fuck bitch!
Oh, podcast people that aren't seeing this, you must go and watch this because it's so frustrating. I don't even think I'm going to have a playthrough on it. I think I'm just going to leave you to play on it because I genuinely thought 15 minutes for this will be enough and we're at 15 minutes already.
Oh, God.
And we're not going to have another... It's not anywhere to be found.
It's disappeared, right? I've gone and stood everywhere now.
So you must have picked it up, but didn't you see the screen suddenly does a little jolt?
A little flicker.
If we had the volume up, we'd end up with microphone problems, so you can't really hear it.
I wonder if there's a collection noise we'd be hearing. Yes!
One more bit.
What?
Look at the sleigh. Does it look complete?
Oh, I don't know what a Spectrum sleigh looks like.
Just like Santa's sleigh in real life, okay? Oh, he's getting grumpy now. It's there with Nobby the Knobhead.
Yeah, he's all right. You just go and walk into him and it warps it to the other side for you, and then you haven't got to worry about coming back this way. So you just let him have it. And then you go down and look around. And then otherwise, you've got to navigate this and it could go back up the other end again.
That's not a bad shout, actually. That isn't a bad strategy for this.
There we go, look. It's there for me. Look, did it for me.
Oh, he's coming for it. He's coming for it.
These are the two little fucking toe rags.
It's there.
Okay.
Yoink.
Right.
You've done it. Well done, Santa. The sleigh is now complete. Now, welcome to the next bit. Santa.
Okay.
The elves are basically throwing presents at Santa, and you've got to catch the ones that you've chosen. So press space and fire.
Space.
Find the presents to deliver.
Space again.
So, dear Santa, I would like, and you can choose any of these in any order, it means fuck all.
Oh, well, okay, then let's just go.
So, just, yeah, so a teddy bear.
I've been very good this year and promise to be good next year. Love, Rob. Teddy bear.
So, there you go. You can have a teddy bear, doll, a doll,
a Spectrum,
a computer,
a bouncy ball, like a new
a doll's house, and some roller skates. There we go. Now, you've just got, right, the teddy bear has just embedded itself in your head. You've got to collect your presents that you've chosen. And it won't tell you when you've got them all. You've just got to just randomly run and remember.
I only want the ones I want.
But you've got to collect all the ones you wanted.
But I've definitely missed some already.
Yeah, computer, get the computer. Oh, the doll's house. I think you've got the doll's house.
I've got the roller skate.
And again, you've got the bear, you've got the doll's house. I think you just need the computer. I think you've got the ball already. There you go. Yeah, it was just the computer you needed.
Oh, okay.
And now is the weirdest part of it. So
that was quite easy comparatively, because I wasn't getting punished in any way.
But the elves are just lobbing presents at Santa. It's like, fuck you, Santa. Go on, catch him, you cunt.
Well,
go
I've delivered on. Presents. Brilliant.
Okay, so yeah, that was the present delivery. And now you're going to get onto the bit that I could never complete as a kid. And I've only completed recent years, the delivery of presents.
You had this game?
Yeah. Yeah, I had this game. It was a $2.99. Mum and Dad didn't mind buying it for us.
America.
So now you've got to go through all the continents and deliver presents.
Got to get to every continent.
Not all of them, but there's about six or five countries. Right. So there you go. So OMP move you left and right. You can go up and down, and your presents.
I can't go down.
You can go down.
No, down.
Oh, no, sorry. You can only go left and right and drop. So look, there's the arrow. So you've got to drop your present in there, but watch out because the clouds steal your presents.
What's that fucking cloud doing with my present?
No, you missed it.
I definitely didn't.
And what's weird is the present moves as you move Santa around. So stop dropping presents in clouds, Rob. Oh, what a waste.
What fucking choice have I got? Look how many clouds there are, TJ. And there's fucking fighter jets.
And you've got to do six of these and then go to another country.
Oh.
There you go, right. Okay. Now you can go left or right. And the thing is you might go right for ages, not come across a house. Then you might go left and suddenly one of them's flashing. So for those of you that aren't watching, Rob is now flying doesn't even look like Santa. It looks like one of the elves is flying the sleigh.
Considering how much effort they put into the animations on that first level.
The first level's beautiful.
They don't even have
the rest of the game is really crap.
Yeah, they haven't put any effort into that just does another prison in like making the reindeer's legs move or something.
So we must have not got those houses after all.
The concentration on my face, people must be saying. I'm like, tongue out and everything.
Yeah, this bit, the second part and the third part feel a real letdown to this game. The first part of the game is brilliant. It's really good. And actually, if you did the present hunting, it would have been nice to have been running around Santa's house again. Finding the presents like that would have lasted a bit better.
I would have liked this as a kid, though. I would have enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it now, to be fair.
I loved just listening to the Christmas music. Just listening to the Christmas music it played, I loved. Through its little tinny beeper that was inside the keyboard because it didn't put music onto the TV
Where the fuck's this house?
This is what I mean.
Have I got to fly to another continent now or something?
No. Once you've done all the houses, it will then move you on to the next country.
It's using all my time up.
I know. It's really difficult, isn't it? So you've gone right. Oh, there we go. there didn't ever seem to be any rhyme nor reason to where the house was. Or, yeah, I reckon we must have gone off the screen and that meant the arrow disappeared. There we go. Next country. All been delivered. Now, press space and you're going to be in a slightly different one.
I pressed it.
You're going to Africa now.
Wicked. Okay.
Do they know it's Grimbo's? We're in Africa and they have mud huts.
And that looks a bit more like a kind of...
Well, what's interesting, this looks better.
Beach place.
Yeah, but this looks better, funnily enough, than the American side of it. It looks ever so slightly nicer graphics.
So I went right, so I should go left.
I mean, on the buildings, I should say, because they've got nice shading and everything.
Yeah, the business, right? They definitely look like cones, don't they? Right, well, there's nothing left there. We go right. Go on.
Oh,
the bird! Fucking prison pigeon, you fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go, prison pigeon.
Yeah,
right,
we go.
Okay,
right,
two presents done.
Go left.
Two presents done. Four more to go for Africa.
Okay. I feel like this is like good.
And this was for
drops.
Saving the children, remember?
This is cocaine drops, and that's prison pigeon taking his cut.
This was for saving the children.
Yeah. This is the failure. The first level, I think, is almost too difficult because it's really actually quite annoying. This one, you're losing, and it's not a skill-based fail. It's a game not giving you the opportunity to win it. It's just straight, where's the arrow? Like, I'm just fucking going on a line. Where's the arrow?
I think the only Christmas-themed game I can remember other than this was... when Game paid that advertising company to make that Christmas shopper game.
No, I don't know.
Oh, really? So, okay, back in the day when Goat Simulator was touted as a joke,
yep.
Then they released it. Well, Game and an advertising company thought that's a lot of fun. So they made Christmas Shopper Simulator. And it was given away free in-game. It was a CD, I think you could download it as well. And it was basically like Goat Simulator, but set in a mall.
Europe.
And it was just pointless collectibles. And you ran around collecting things and going to the shop and just causing chaos. And you could beat people up, fire extinguishers into people's faces. It was all sorts of things like that. It was great fun. Stupid, just like Goat Simulator. But that was a very Christmassy game. But I can't really think of many Christmas games that exist.
So we're in Europe now. I've already done a present.
Oh, so this might be the last level. You may be able to do this. You are getting close. You are getting really close now. This is going to be to the wire.
Well, I just didn't know.
It was on the wire.
I've risked it and gone left. I risked it for a biscuit and went left. I think that was a bad idea.
I don't know. I think you might... it's so difficult to know.
It's a wiggle. You have to wiggle. That's what... Yeah, you wiggle. You kind of go left, right, left, right. Oh, he clutched that underneath him. That was an under grab. He underboobed the present. Oh, and he butt boobed it.
I am going to put a Valentino warning on this episode for you podcast listeners that don't want to be listening to it. They will just say, you could skip to the outro. We won't be offended. He's done it. All the presents. Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Well done, Santa.
Get in.
Another successful year. All the children are so pleased with their presents.
No wonder he only works one day a year. That's stressful.
And only every single Air Force across the world spotted you.
12,200 points.
And you wasted 3 million presents.
Yeah,
just
presents?
Taken off into the sky by clouds and trees. Trees, birds even.
And that's it.
And that is it.
Well, I really enjoyed that, but that was a bit stressful. The faults with the game are... just they made it too difficult. It's for a £2 game. You're saying back then it's expensive. I think not that bad, really, even then, £2. For us as kids, it would have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, your mum and dad would have gone, yeah, it's so what's the equivalent now? What, 5 or 6 quid?
Yeah, sorry. Hello, webcam. You should see me telling off Rob for yet again.
Because I'm looking
not doing...
over. Because I want to look at you.
I know you want to look at me, mate. It's just beautiful.
I think the first bit they had the elves spawn too quickly, so you couldn't deal with them quick enough. So you waste all your time.
Half an hour, Rob. Half an hour.
Yeah, whatever. And then the middle one was actually too easy.
The middle one was just
There was no failure rate. You could just go and collect everything. I wasn't getting slowed down, losing points that I could tell. Nothing was happening. No. You can't die.
And then the third one was just...
too many clouds.
Yeah.
Too many, just too many clouds.
Too much going on.
Like, you can put up with the arrow not appearing. When you do get to an arrow, you have a natural fucking chance.
But do you know what they could have really done with? And I'm sure it could have been done.
Yeah, PS5.
Right, that's it. I'm off to do some Christmas shopping. Tennant Super and a pack of king-size Rothmans. What more could a man of the modern era want?
And it's going to be another very quick outro because that went on way too long than it was meant to. Thank you very much for listening to the Variety Show. We hope it made you feel Christmassy, and we are, well, we do apologise for those of you that are non-gamers who didn't enjoy the past half an hour. All I can say is we thoroughly enjoyed it, and that's what matters in this world.
Had a great time.
If you would like to find out more about The Variety Show, you head to channel84.co.uk/The Variety Show. On there, you will find all our social links, you will find all our episodes, and you'll find all our download links for Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, everything like that. Really, really simple. Now, that is your one-stop shop for all of our links. You can find us also on Blue Sky now, rather than Twitter, although we are still active on Twitter. Blue Sky is our new home, and that is thevarietyshow.channel84.co.uk. We did somehow get ourselves verified for as long as that lasts. Rob, thank you very much for another awesome day.
Sorry that we've kind of
dragged that on for over an hour trying to get that set up. Have a good one. Ladies and gents, we will be one more episode of the year on the 23rd of December, and then we're going to have a little 4-week break. So you're going to miss an episode because we're going to have a holiday, and we will be back at the end of January. Take it easy.
Love you.
Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.